In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, it has never been harder for people to save their immortal souls than now. But God gives to everyone sufficient grace to overcome temptation and to go to heaven. Since times are so bad, God offers us extraordinary graces to fulfill His will and to persevere. God has allowed Satan to now be the ruler of the world, and has given him control over many things. Many things are done by the devil. To him, the corruption we witness is wonderful because most people are corrupt and desensitized to the evil consequences of sin. Most people think that sin is no big deal or even deny it altogether. During an exorcism, a demon said, "The ruler of the land is you know who. The enemy of this guy over here." And then he was pointing to the tabernacle. And then I said, "You mean Satan rules here?" He goes, "Yeah, he rules down here." And since time is, I shouldn't be telling you this, Radecki. Since time is short, he's going to take as many, and we're going to take as many people to hell with us as possible. Did you know that? I answered, "Yes. But those who cooperate with God's grace and turn to Mary will persevere, right?" It answered, yeah. "But many are going to hell that don't believe in anything, especially the young people." And he goes, and I can't reproduce, you know, how they say it, but the ha ha ha, but it's just sick. "They're so bad now. They're so bad. If they don't have people praying for them, they're as good as lost." And they said, "Antichrist is coming soon, sooner than you think. The world is being taken over. He's coming on the scene soon. Our boss. Fools, they'll think he's great. Fools, they'll think he's a great, great person. Fools, they'll follow him. They'll take his mark. And then they will be his forever." I cannot fully stress how important it is for you to make use of all the means of grace God has given you to persevere in his love. It's most important for parents to pray for our youth. Have masses offered for your children. Make novenas for them. Pray and fast for their conversion. Attend Mass faithfully and receive the sacraments often. The holy sacrifice of the Mass brings countless graces to the world. Without the Mass, the world would be in a worse state than it already is. Spend time adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In hell, they know who prays and who doesn't. Therefore, demons try to make you sleepy and distract your thoughts during prayer and Mass, so that it's hard to pay attention. With the assistance of God's grace, you must persevere and calmly turn your mind back to your prayer. Pray much, especially the daily rosary. Many Catholics are not praying enough. People should be praying all the time by living in the presence of God. For example, if a mother has a sick child at home, she checks on him frequently. When she goes about her other duties, the welfare of her sick child is in the back of her mind. In like manner, you can pray continually if you live in the presence of God and offer up everything to please him and to offer reparation. Catholics should make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. There are too many sins in the world, and no one seems to care. No one does reparation. Our Lord is very, very hurt by humanity. The creatures he created to love him not only do not honor him and forget that he died on the cross for their sins, but continually heap upon him more of their sacrileges, offenses, and indifference. Many do not listen to God, who is deeply hurt. The Son of God became man for our redemption. Although he died for ungrateful humanity, very many are going to hell. Most of them don't even believe. Hell awaits many of them because they live only for the pleasures of this world. Our Lord's Sacred Heart suffers because people sin all the time. My dearly beloved in Christ, learn to offer up your pain. When tempted in patience or excessive anger, say, Hail Mary, full of grace, keep my temper in its place. Hail Mary, full of grace, keep my temper in its place. It's wise to make up for the temporal punishment of our sins now instead of suffering more severely in purgatory. But few do it because no one likes to suffer here. It's better to suffer here than in purgatory. Frequent meditation on the Passion of our Lord will bring many graces, spiritual strength, and much consolation. Our aches and pains are easier to offer up when we ponder what Jesus endured for our redemption. In the Imitation of Christ, we read, What is it you say, my son? Cease to complain, considering my passion and the suffering of the saints. What you suffer is little in comparison to those who have suffered so much, who have been so strongly tempted, so grievously afflicted, so many ways tried and exercised. You must then call to mind the heavy suffering of others that you may the more easily bear the little things you suffer. St. Bernard has written, Whatever trials the Lord sends you, whatever sacrifices he asks of you, whatever duties he imposes upon you, always have this response of love and faithfulness on your lips and in your heart. Here is your servant, O my God, ready to undertake all, to give all, to sacrifice all, as long as thy will be accomplished in me. My dearly beloved in Christ, stay in this state of grace. The importance of family prayer, especially the family rosary, cannot be overemphasized. The family that prays together stays together. Be kind, loving, and forgiving to all. Christ told us to love one another as he has loved us. Perform charitable works because charity covers a multitude of sins. Forgive. Have mercy. Forgive those who have offended you. Have mercy on others like Jesus has mercy on you. When you feel alone and abandoned, turn to Our Lady, for she is with you through your most difficult ordeals. God keeps you in the palm of his hand. His angels protect you, and you're under Mary's mantle. If people pray to our Lord and to our Lady, their despair would turn to hope. Sometimes sacrifice is involved. Patience in prayer. They need to trust in God, but many people do not trust. They want things done now according to their own will. After the reign of Antichrist, our Lord will come in glory, and those who have been faithful to him will be happy and joyful. Those who do not believe will finally see the truth. Call upon the holy name of Jesus in time of danger and temptation. The holy name of Jesus makes demons tremble and delivers people from illness, danger, accidents, harm, and evil. All men should imitate the holiness of Saint Joseph. He's powerful against demons. One of the simplest ways to live in the presence of God and to make continual acts of love is frequently throughout the day recite the highly indulgent prayer, Jesus, Mary, Joseph. You can do that. There's so many times you're not occupied. You can just say that. 7 years indulgence each time you pray that. And it's such a powerful prayer, such a beautiful prayer, so simple. St. Francis of Assisi said, as wax disappears before the fire, and as dust is scattered by the wind, so the entire army of evil spirits flee away at the simple invocation of the name of Mary. St. Bridget of Sweden has written, the demons are ever anxious in their pursuit of souls, yet they quickly abandon their prey merely at the name of Mary. One demon said, I don't like her name. It's like daggers, daggers. Devotion to Mary is essential to our spiritual life. Father Matteo has written, Thou, O Queen Immaculate, art the bridge set by God Himself between the paradise we have lost and the paradise we hope to gain. May Jesus come to us by thy hands. May thy arms, O Queen and Mother, bear us to the depths of his adorable heart. Our Lady not only helps people when they pray for their children, but also helps them at the end of their life to stay in the state of grace and persevere. Those who believe and trust in her get whatever they want if it's according to God's will. St. Alphonsus Maria Liguori stated, a devout servant of Mary will never perish. That means they will not go to hell. The power of the rosary cannot be overstated. The Blessed Virgin Mary said the rosary has special efficacy in these times because it saves souls, gives grace, power, and protection. It snatches souls from hell, converts sinners, protects youth from the clutches of the devil. The rosary delivers people from evil, gives final perseverance, protects families, and protects from misfortune. It's Our Lady's favorite prayer, and you must recite it devoutly every day. In the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. Holy water should be used for protection from all kinds of evil, demons, hatred, calamities, and accidents. Pray daily to St. Michael. St. Michael is a courageous spiritual soldier who will come to your aid. Wear the St. Benedict medal. Limit your phone usage. That gadget that everyone's on for hours and hours prevents people from praying. That's something that Satan and the demons like. They like the youth addicted to their phone because they're almost always on it. They can't be without it for a day. The demons like that. Since phones are frequently used for pornography and evil games, they have become Satan's tabernacle. My dearly beloved in Christ, you should spend more time talking to God and less time chatting to others, chatting with others. It's often better to remain silent than to speak. If you're chatty, you'll eventually sin. Gossip is a sin. Gossip can hurt many people, including churches, homes, and families. It's wrong because it ruins a person's reputation and character. It's impossible to repair the damage done by calumny and detraction. Gossip can cause division between parishioners, priests, everyone in general, especially when it's malicious. You should stay quieter. If you have nothing good to say, you should offer up your silence. Try to find good in everyone instead of the negative, and treat everyone as family, since we all belong to God. My dearly beloved in Christ, be patient when your prayers are not answered as you petitioned. You must pray properly and ask for what's best for your soul, according to God's will. The answer is always up to God, and He knows the best answer to your prayer. His timing is perfect. Some Catholics have a heavy cross to bear because they find themselves in a most difficult marriage situation where the husband or wife is a selfish, uncaring person. All the husband or wife can do is pray and hope for a change of heart. If not, they must put up with their cross. Others may, for the safety of their children or themselves, have to seek permission for separation of the bishop. But then they can never, ever remarry unless the other one dies first. Every marriage is different. Every marriage situation is different. My empathy is with you because it's an interesting fact that some of the most important things in life do not carry a warranty or an instruction manual. In closing, I think the spiritual life is a lot like gardening. For our Lord taught us many lessons in His parable of the sower and the seed. Since I grew up in a Midwestern city, Toledo, Ohio, I didn't know much about gardening. When my mother tried to grow flowers at the rectory in Acton, they were eaten by rabbits. As a result, I thought it was hopeless to have a flourishing garden in the high desert. Last year, Father Gerardo planted a small garden, which included tomatoes, squash, and hot peppers. It required countless hours of work. First, he removed all the weeds because they would choke our plants. The weeds had to be completely uprooted. Second, Father purchased some good soil and then planted seeds. To protect the small plants from enemies and predators, he placed a wire mesh below and around the garden. A protective cover was placed above the plants to temper the rays of the sun and keep out hungry birds. Finally, the garden had to be carefully monitored and watered every day. The result, healthy plants, plenty of food, and bottles of fresh salsa. In the spiritual life, habitual sin must be rooted out by the grace of God and self-denial. The good soil represents sanctifying grace and the supernatural gifts given to us by the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the sacraments. The protective wiring refers to mental prayer, meditation, examination of conscience, spiritual reading, and the sacramentals. The protective sun cover represents devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The daily watering and monitoring is an image of daily prayer. Daily prayer, especially the rosary, which is vital to salvation. The final prayer to God and the Blessed Virgin is to provide for good weather necessary for proper growth, because Acton is subject to flash floods and hurricane-level winds. My dearly beloved in Christ, in closing this talk, we have to remember, you will die as you live. And the way you die will determine where you're going to spend eternity. You will reap what you sow. If you cooperate with God's grace and fulfill His holy will in your life, you will receive your everlasting reward, and in addition, countless blessings in this life. You'll have a peace of a good conscience in union with God, union with Mary. You can't even express that in words. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you heard these words from our Lord? Because you're going to belong to God or Satan. One will say, mine. But wouldn't it be wonderful if you heard these words from our Lord? Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.